Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are in depth with the tax season, and Esther Gulyas, the CEO of EG Tax, the tax lady, is with us on the line. Esther, what have been some of the common questions and concerns that people have had addressed to you when they do their taxes?
Well, I think before, you know, good morning, by the way. Before I even start tax returns with a client, I tell them, now you have to understand, last year they changed the withholding charts. So that meant that there was a decrease in the tax rate, and so what they wanted to do at the federal government level was to give you your tax reduction as a bonus each week or every other week, depending on how you get paid, through less withholding. So what I let people know now, have you heard that if you haven't changed your W-4 at work, that there's a possibility that, especially if there's a change in circumstance, that you're going to get a smaller refund or have a balance due. So I start off with the warning right at the beginning. And then, of course, if the outcome is not what they've had in the past, we talk about how to correct it in the future.
All right. So for most of those customers that you've had, you've met with, and you've brought that right up at the start, was it a surprise to most, or did they know about it?
Actually, you know, we tried real hard to let everybody know last year that it was going to happen. You know, people are not astute with taxes. They just don't. They don't understand how the tax liabilities are computed. So I think they knew in the back of their mind, but the reality is when you take a look at what you're going to get in a refund, and it went from $4,000 to $2,000, that's a shock.
Saw a story of a couple people out of Oregon. Usually they would get a small refund every year, but this year they owed over $10,000. How rare are situations like this, and what are the circumstances that lead to this type of situation?
You know, I don't want to tell anybody that would be really rare. You know, if you have a child that turned 17 last year, it's going to cost you $2,000 or $1,500 because the child tax credit went away. So in a change of circumstance like that, that taxpayer would certainly have a $1,500 decrease in refund, but that's very rare. Mostly people that are having gigantically large changes like that would be because there's a change in circumstance, or they had a job where they had large employee business expenses, which are not deductible anymore. So an over-the-road trucker, I mean, I had an over-the-road trucker the other day that ended up with about $4,000 less in refund because it's not deductible anymore.
Let's go back to that payroll change that a lot of people didn't make last year. Should you consider doing it now for next year's taxes?
Well, the first thing I say to somebody is, look, okay, so your refund's not $5,000, it's $3,000. Now, you have, in essence, sent $3,000 too much money to the federal government, and now, right now, we're petitioning to get it back. Why would you want to send them an extra $2,000 so that you have $2,000 less to live on? Now, they got $5,000 of your money, and you file a tax return next year and wait for the money again. Why not get used to getting a smaller refund and use that extra money that you're getting in your weekly paycheck to make sure that you don't go into debt, use credit cards, and you have a better fiscal handle on your own fiscal responsibility. And many people have looked at each other and said, you know, maybe she's right, maybe we're wrong. But then again, I also have taxpayers who say, oh, no, this is how I save money every year.
Well, Esther, in your experience, do most people want a bigger refund or do they want a smaller refund?
Well, they do want a bigger refund, but they don't seem to realize that the refund is their own money. When you send money in through payroll deductions, whether it be through your Social Security, your pension, your wages at work, you are saying to the federal government, here's my money, that you're taking out, you keep it. I'm paying you too much, and next year I'm going to file my tax return and get it back. You have, it's a refund of your own money in most situations.
Esther, one of the big things that people have been focused on is the SALT deduction. How much has that impacted people?
Oh, that's big. It really, it breaks my heart, to tell you the truth. I had a couple last night that are paying, well, they have two houses, and they also live in Clarence, so you can imagine. They had like $17,000 in property taxes, and with their state withholding, the itemized deduction should have been around $22,000, but they're capped at $10,000. So they lost a $12,000 deduction.
Oof, wow. How would you describe this tax season?
Well, I have soft music playing in my office to soothe the savage beast. I'm telling you, it's not. I feel so sorry for some people. I just really do.
Wow. Esther, we appreciate the time as always and the insight. You can hear her Saturday afternoons right here on WBEN. That's Esther Goulias, the CEO of EG Tax, the tax lady.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.